This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Another sign of husnul khatima, or the good ending of a person's life, is reported by Imam Ahmad. He said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qala la ilaha illallah ibtigha'a wajhi Allah wa khutima lahu biha dakhala al-jannah." So the second sign is to do something good and to die after doing it. In this hadith, the first one, the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever said that there is no God to worship, la ilaha illallah, except Allah, and that was the last thing he did or said, and he did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will go to Jannah. وَمَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ خُتِمَ لَهُ بِهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever fasted a day for the sake of Allah, and that was his last deed in this life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him to Jannah. وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ خُتِمَ لَهُ بِهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever gave in charity for the sake of Allah, and that was his last action, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him to Jannah. Number three, martyrdom, al-shahada. Whoever dies as a martyr, as a shaheed, will go to Jannah. And we spoke before about the definition of shaheed in Islam. It is very broad. It is not only dying in a battle, in defending someone's faith or country. It has a lot of definitions and categories that fall under this definition. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man kutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed." Whoever dies defending his money is a martyr. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And whoever dies defending his faith, his religion, then he is a shaheed, he is a martyr. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دَمِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And whoever dies defending his life and the life of his family is a martyr. In another hadith that was narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-shuhada'u khamsa." There are five types of shuhada. Al-mabtunu, the one who dies in a plague or an epidemic. Al-mat'un, from the word ta'un, which is plague. Wal-mabtunu, the one who dies because of an illness in his stomach, is a martyr. Wal-gharik, the one who drowns to death, is a shaheed, is also a martyr. وَصَاحِبُ الْهَدْمِ, the person who dies in the collapse of his house, or if a wall fell down over someone and he dies because of it, this is a shaheed in Islam. وَالشَّهِيدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the person who dies struggling in the way of Allah. In another hadith that was narrated by Imam Ahmad, the Prophet ﷺ spoke about shuhada, and he mentioned among shuhada, وَالْمَرْأَةُ يَقْتُلُهَا وَلَدُهَا جَمْعَاءُ شَهَادًا. If a woman dies giving birth to her child, she is shaheed in Islam. Again, we said before that there are two types of shuhada. The person who dies in the battlefield defending his country or defending his faith, this is shaheed. We don't make ghusl for him, or janaza, or we don't shroud him, kafan. We just bury him as he is. As for other shuhada, we mentioned, like the person who dies in the collapse of his house, or the person who drowns to death, or the person who is burned to death, and the woman who dies giving birth to a child. These are also shuhada, but we shroud them, we make janaza for them, and we make ghusl for them. Number four, the person who says ash-shahada, or la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, before his death. This is also a good sign that this person is going to Jannah, inshallah. In a hadith, in an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala jannah." The person whose last word is la ilaha illallah, or there is no God worthy of my worship except Allah, this person will go to Jannah. Number five, the person who dies on the day or the night of Jummah. This is also a good news that inshallah he is going to Jannah. وسلم said in an authentic hadith that was narrated by Imam Ahmad, and Imam al-Albani said it's an authentic hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ مَاتَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمْعَةِ وُقِيَ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. That whoever dies on the day of Jum'ah or the night of Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the trials in the grave. And if someone is protected from these trials, inshallah, he will go to Jannah. Number six, being constant in saying adhkar in the morning and evening and making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially saying the Sayyidul Istighfar or the master or the greatest dua or supplication for istighfar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfari an taqul Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. The best istighfar or the best asking for forgiveness from Allah is to say, O Allah, you are my Lord, there is no God but you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk, you have created me and I'm your servant. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at, I'm keeping my promise and my pledge to you as much as I can. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at, I seek refuge in you from the evil I have committed. Abu ulaka bi ni'matika alayhi, I admit to your favors upon me. Wa abu bi dhanbi faghfirli, and I admit and confess my sins and mistakes. Faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant, so forgive me because none forgives the sins except you. The Prophet ﷺ said about this dua, مَنْ قَالَهَا مِنَ النَّهَارِ مُوقِنًا بِهَا فَمَاتَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُمْسِي فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever says this in the morning, and he dies before the night comes, then he is going to Jannah. And whoever says it at night, and dies before the coming of the morning, then he is going to Jannah. We conclude the first khutbah with an example from the life of Ibn Taymiyyah. He was one of the greatest scholars of Islam, and he was tested and tortured and tried at his time because of some political disagreements of his time. So he was sent to jail for 2 years, and he was tortured. He used to say, Jannati fi sadri. He used to say that my Jannah, my paradise, is in my heart. If the people exile me from my land, this is tourism for me. If they put me in jail, this is i'tikaf. So he is looking, he's always looking at the bright side and the good side of everything that happened to him in his life. And he said, if they kill me, then I'm a shaheed. So whatever happens to me, whatever evil thing or something unpleasant that happens to me, it is something good. And I'll get the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also said, إِن سَجَنُونِي فَأَنَا فِي خَلْوَةٍ مَعَ رَبِّي إِنَّ الْمَحْبُوسَ مَنْ حُبِسَ عَنْ رَبِّي. He said that if they put me in jail, this is i'tikaf. I will have more time to dedicate to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that the person who should be called prisoner is the person who doesn't have a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who doesn't have a relationship with Allah. Wherever he might be living, he is a prisoner. In 2 years, he finished the recitation of the Quran 80 times. And the last time he tried to finish it while he was sick, he finished all the Quran till Surah Qaf, and the last verse he recited was, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Indeed, the righteous are in gardens and paradise, enjoying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and they are surrounded by rivers in paradise. And that was the last thing he said, and he died afterwards. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to accept our good deeds as the Lord blesses.